My mission is to teach you how to create and stick to a plan for your money that you believe in and that you love so that you can have less stress and more freedom. That is the Budget Effect. And this is the Budget Effect Podcast. Welcome in. This podcast is brought to you by this podcast. That's right. And you can help us out by hitting subscribe or follow if you're on Apple. It really helps our podcast when you subscribe, but it will also help you because then this motivation, these steps, these reminders will come to your feed each week so that you can keep going and keep reaching your money goals. So thank you for hitting that button. Let's get to today's show. First of all, I am so glad you're here. I am excited that you are taking steps to get a plan for your money in place. And this episode is going to outline steps that you can take to get started. This is me holding your hand, which is my mission. If you have no idea how to start, you're starting from nowhere, here are the steps. And the main thing is you need to get clear first. And I want you to write all this down in one spot. I'm going to tell you four different things to write down, and I want you to write it all down in one spot. So get yourself a notebook or a Google Sheet or a Google Doc, whatever you want to write it down on, but write it all down in one spot. It might take like a Saturday morning. It might take a little longer. Save this episode so that you can get this done. So, all right, now that we got our notebook or our spreadsheet, here we go. First of all, list out your income. And I say list out your income monthly. What do you make per month? And for some of you, this will be really easy because you get paid basically the same thing every single time. It'll be really easy to figure out what your actual income that you make is in one month. I want you to, like, the money you're actually getting paid, your net pay. Okay. For some of you, though, this is going to be a little more irregular. Maybe you make commission, maybe you make tips, maybe you make cash, whatever it is. Go back a few months and look at what you made each of those months and try to figure out a good base, like a good average. Not really an average, though. I want a base for you. Like, you're never going to go below this. Where do you never go below every month? Maybe you make more than that some months, but you never go below this base. Write that down. And again, if you have online banking, go there. It's easy to figure it out, but maybe you have to use your pay stubs. Maybe you have to go back and ask your boss for pay stubs. If you really don't know, then write it down, like when you get paid next. Write the dates down and then pay attention moving forward and make sure you write it down moving forward. Okay. Step number one, list out your income. Check. Didn't even take that long. Step number two, list out your debts. Okay. This is where's your debt? And I want you to list out three things when you list out your debt. Number one, I want you to list out your minimum monthly payment. I also want you to list out the interest rate and your current balance that it is right now today, because your current balance is going to change. Even if you don't add to that debt, if you have interest on that debt, the current balance is going to grow. The current balance today is going to be different from the current balance next year if you're gaining interest on this debt. Yeah, that's some motivation to get this figured out right now and get it paid off. Okay. So again, online banking can help you with this, especially if these are being automatically pulled out of your account each month. Just go in there, list the debt. What's the automatic account? I mean, what's the automatic minimum payment that you're paying? Okay. And then some of you get statements in the mail. Those are perfect because they're going to tell you all those things. They're going to tell you the minimum payment, the interest rate, and the current payoff balance for this month of the statement that they sent you. What I like to do, I like to call the companies. I know some people like make fun of calling companies. There's memes about never being able to figure out what you want, but I always have very good luck with calling companies and just talking to a person and saying and asking those three questions. What are my minimum monthly payments? What's my interest rate? And what's my balance if I pay it off today? Get those numbers. You might also want to do a credit check. You know, you get free credit checks, three a year through major companies you can get online. And that'll just tell you if you have any other debt that you don't even know about. Sometimes, like once I got a bill in the mail for I had been sent to collections because I never returned a movie to Hollywood Video or something. I'm like, where did this has to be so old. What is this talking about? But apparently I owed money. And once I owed money, I know I returned my cable box, but they said I never did. So it got sent to collections and then I had debt. Like I had a lot of debt, not a lot of debt, but I definitely had all different kinds of debt at one point. Okay. So list out all your debts, whatever they may be, anything sent to collections, anything, any credit card debts, any medical debts, even if like you owe back payments on your electric bill and you're paying that off slowly, list out all your debts. All right. That may take a few days, but if you get that done, you are off to a great start. You're going to get really clear. You're going to feel good just for getting clear. Even if you don't like to see all that debt listed in one spot, it is going to feel good to be really clear about what is it exactly that you owe. Let's get that organized in our brain. All right, moving on to step number three. If you are wanting to get started with budgeting and you're starting from nowhere, you'll also need to list out your, what I call first and foremost necessities. I call these first and foremost. They're the first thing I list every month. They are my necessities. For me, in this category, I have my mortgage, my electric bill, the water, sewer, trash, city bill. I have my car insurance, my cell phone. I have identity theft insurance. I also have life insurance, man insurance, you're getting my money. And then I also have childcare. I pay these first and foremost every month. They are necessities. Oh, I also add church in this category because I consider this some church is something that like I'm not going to cancel that bill. I want to keep paying that every month. It's my first and foremost. And actually my church just pulls it right out of my account every month. So that's my first and foremost category. What's in yours? What are your necessities that you for sure are going to pay every month? Once you have them listed out, you need to figure out how much they are every month. And some of them are going to be the exact same. Like my cell phone bill is the exact same every month. My car insurance, life insurance, all my insurances are the exact same. Like my electric bill, I know that you can get on a program so that they do take out the same exact amount each month, but I'm not on that program. Mine fluctuates. And in Wisconsin, it really does fluctuate, like how much you use your heat, how cold it is, how warm it is, that fluctuates. So I have like an average, a summer average and a winter average for Wisconsin for my electric bill, but I know basically I can guess how much it's going to be. And usually I'm right. And I overestimate then too. I overestimate on my guess so that I always make sure I have enough money. Childcare is the same way. Childcare can fluctuate a little bit depending on our schedule, but I have a pretty good guess of where it is. Write that down. And if you truly do not know what this bill is each month, just write down the bill, like write down the name of it, and moving forward, pay attention to how much you have to pay for this each month. Did I mention again, if you have online banking, if you have everything in one bank, it really helps. I have my credit card and my debit card all in one bank. And so I can look at all my payments on my online banking. Okay. So very important step for getting started. If you have this done, you've listed out your necessities and how much they cost you each month, boom, you are golden. So let's go on to the last one. We're already almost done, guys. This one is what I call automatic extras. List out your automatic extras. They're automatic, meaning there's stuff you pay a bill for every month. They might even get automatically deducted from your account. It's automatic. You have to pay it every month, but it's extra, meaning it's not essential. You could cancel it and you would be okay. So this is your Netflix, your Hulu, TV subscriptions. It's automatic. You have to pay it. You've signed up for it, but but it's extra. You could cancel it. I forgot to add my internet up above. My internet and my cell phone are connected, but I would say internet is a necessity. Unless you feel like you could cancel your internet and you could be okay, maybe you got a hotspot on your phone or something. I did that for a long time. We just got internet. I didn't have internet for a long time because I just used my phone hotspot. That was enough. So depending on where your internet is, that might be a necessity. That might be an automatic extra. Amazon would be an extra. I would even include food subscriptions in extras. Not that food is not a necessity, but I think the food subscription, you could cancel it if you wanted to. And same with all those other subscriptions you might have. Do people still have magazine subscriptions? I don't know. Clothes box subscriptions, whatever. And like kids' lessons, if your kids take karate lessons or piano lessons, like those are automatic. You pay for those every month or whenever you pay for them. But they really are extra. You could cancel them. I'm not saying you have to cancel them. I'm not going to make you cancel anything. I'm just saying you could. Okay? So list out all your automatic extras, anything you automatically pay every month, but you could cancel it if you want. Those are your automatic extras. Okay, guys, if you have all four of those steps done, you're ready. You are ready to get started with budgeting. This, you are clear. You are very clear and you're ready to get started. But I have one optional extra credit. This is extra credit. It's very powerful. You could do a spending audit from last month. And this is going to be really easy if you have online banking. I don't know how you would do it if you don't have online banking, other than if you save all your receipts. But if you have online banking, this will be easy. So you write down everything you spent money on last month. And yes, you write it down. Don't just look at it. Write it down. There's something about writing down, sends a message to your brain. You feel a little bit more pain with it. I'm trying to make you feel pain here. No, I don't want you to feel pain, but I want your eyes to be open to how you're spending money. And I want you to put everything in categories. So I want you to have a food category, but I want you to separate restaurants or eating out into a different category. So actually you should have a grocery category and a eating out category. And then I don't know, depending on where you spend your money, maybe you just need one shopping category. But if you know you spend money at one place more than any others, and for me, it's Quick Trip. If you live in the Midwest or in Wisconsin, you know Quick Trip. We love Quick Trip. And I spend way too much money on Quick Trip. It's like a convenience store where you can get a lot. This is like where I get my junk food fix. So anyway, in my spending audits, Quick Trip has its own category because I know that's where I spend too much money. That's where my weakness is. That's where my pain is. I'm spending too much on Quick Trip. So wherever your weakness is, you might want to give that its own category. Target, TJ Maxx, whatever it is. But if you just have a shopping category, okay, so now you're going to look at your online banking and you're going to see February 6th, I spent $29 at TJ Maxx. You're going to write that down in your shopping category. You're going to write TJ Maxx and the amount of money. You're always going to write where you spent it and how much you spend and try to categorize it into different categories. I would also put gas in a different category because this is how a spending audit will help you moving forward with your budget. It is going to help you figure out how much you need for gas. If you're a driver, you need gas for your car. That's a big expense that you'll know how much you need per month. It is also going to help you know how much you need for food each month. And it's also going to help you see where you waste your money. So it's going to give you some pain, but it might show you also that you have more ability than you thought. Like maybe you think, I can't save money. I have no money to save. I can't pay off my debt. I have no money to pay off my debt. But then when you do this spending audit, you'll see, well, I could actually cut that. I spent way too much money there. What did I even buy at the dollar store for $39? Like you'll figure out where you're wasting money You might have more ability than you thought, and it'll give you some motivation to do better. If you're not afraid to face it, then a spending audit is such a powerful step to help you get started. So that's it. Those are the steps I recommend you take if you are starting from nowhere, if you're starting from scratch and you want to start this budgeting thing. So stop at the store today, get yourself a brand new notebook, write this stuff down, save this episode so that you can come back to it when you have time to do it, or better yet, plan a time. Say, I'm going to do this 9 o'clock Saturday morning, or better yet, for me, it would be like 4 o'clock Saturday morning so I can do it before my kids get up. Plan a time. Some of you just freaked out that I told you to get up at 4 o'clock on a Saturday. Do it. It's quiet. It's great. If you're not getting up at 4 o'clock yet, you should try it. I love it. Okay. Here, let me recap how to get started doing a budget if you're starting from nowhere. Number one, list your income. Number two, list your debts. Include your monthly payment, your interest rate, and your payoff balance, your first and foremost necessities, your automatic extras, and if you want a little extra credit, do a spending audit. Yes, Mamacita, this is the mission, teaching you how to create a plan for your money that you love. And these are the first steps. If you do these, you are ready to get started. If this got you feeling motivated at all, or feeling like you're itching to do it, or feeling like, I could do this, I could do it, hit that subscribe or follow button if you're on Apple. Let me keep coming to you with this motivation, with these steps. I want to teach you how to do this. I want to walk you through this. It's going to be so good. I'm wishing you less stress, more freedom, and many money goals met. See you next time.